So the Gemara said, "Amar of Nasan bar Mar Ukva, Amar of Yehuda al levavecha, v'hayu advarim ha'ela sharnochi mitzavcha yom al levavecha." So al levavecha, up until that point, you might have to have kavana. That was Rashi's understanding of the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Be'amida, so alavavecha salkadaitach alaema ad alavavecha. Not just those two words, but Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We have to Hashem Elokecha v'chol v'chavu v'chol v'avcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol modecha. V'ayu adorim ma'ila shenoch mitzavcha yom alavavecha, because they require kavana, so that there should be amida. Amida, person is focused. Mikan v'eilach lo. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Parsha Kula be'amida. As the Rabbi Yochanan time made Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halach Rabbi Acha Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that the entire parsha requires kavanah, so you should be standing the entire parsha. So whatever happened to earlier in the first parak, the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Avi just remind us, what was the shita of Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel said that it's not like Beis Shammai says B'shach B'chov Kumecha Shkiva Mamish Kima Mamish. You could do exactly, you know, however you want to do it. B'shit Chavisach V'lach Chavaderech, walking. So what's all this about? That it would have to be Bamida? So Rashi says, no, afilu lebeis Hillel. The Amri oskim emlachlan v'korin mahalchan v'korin modim him shetzarech lamod b'makom echad ad amikra zel lefisha ad kan mitzvas kavana. So even Beis Hillel apparently hold that at least for this section, person should hold still, should hold fast. Let's say a person was walking along, you should stay in one place, you should be stationary. Doesn't mean that you have to be standing, but b'makom echad ad amikra zeh lefi she'ad kan mitzvas kavana. So again, if you're Rabbi Yochanan, you think that's true for the entire paragraph. If you're Rav Yehuda or Rav Nasan bar Mar Ukva, so it's only the first three psukim, which is exactly the way that Rashi understood the shita of Rabbi Eliezer on Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, zo kriyat Shema shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would be up very, very, very early every morning. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would be saying shir. So he would just say one pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you look over here at the Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, look at Rabbeinu Yonah. So if you look into Rabbeinu Yonah, so Rabbeinu Yonah is a radical interpretation of this line in the Gemara. He thinks that we're talking about the entire first paragraph, not just the first pasuk. We'll come back to it much later on. We'll come back to it in Shir. But Zokri Hashema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So what would this seem to confirm? That Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is going Aliba Hushita, that the only thing you have to really say is... Sounds like Reb Meir, and that was endorsed by Rava. Very good. So Amr le Rav le Reb Chia, lo chazina le Rabbi de mekabel le malchus shamayim. So Rav said to Reb Chia, right? We never saw Rabbi. He was mekabel level malchus shamayim. Rav was very, very, very young before he went to Babel, learning by Reb Yehuda Hanasi. He was really trained. He's talking here to Reb Chia. So Rav doesn't really a direct talmid of Reb Yehuda Hanasi, even though he learned a little bit from him, but he was very, very young. So Amr le Bar Pechsi, so if you take a look over in the Masoras HaShas, it says Ben Gedolim. He says Rabbi Chia was the Talmud Mubak of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Hoshaya put together the Tosefta, the Braisa. So he says, are you kidding me? And by the way, look at how they define the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the Mekabel Malchus Shemayim Amalei Bar Pechti B'Shah Shemavir Yodav Alpanav. When he was in the middle of the Shir and he went like this. The Rav used to go like this all the time also. Right? So the Rav would pause during Shir, and like he was thinking very deeply. He was concentrating. He'd go like this. He said, "B'shasha ma'aver yadav al panav." Don't you know, us older Talmidim, we knew that. What was he doing at that point? B'shasha ma'aver yadav al panav mekabel lavo malchus shemayim. So the question is, chozer v'gomra or ino chozer v'gomra? So did he finish Shema or not? So did he finish Shema? If you're Rabbeinu Yonah, means did he say the last two paragraphs? Everybody else, it means did he at least say, let's say, the rest of the first paragraph of Shema or the rest of the Parshios? But the question is, where did he leave off? So a simple reading of the Gemara is that he left off after the first pasuk. So Bar Kapara Omer Eino Chozer VeGomra, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Omer Chozer VeGomra. So this is an amazing Gemara on many levels. So it's a machlokas whether Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came back. So Bar Kapara says, no, he didn't come back, because he said the only thing you really have to say is the first pasuk. And again, if you're Rabbeinu Yonah, the first paragraph, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi says, chozer begomer, that he had to come back and say the whole thing. So Amar Lebar Kapar, the Reb Shimon Rebbe, Bish Lama Ladidi, I hold they didn't go back. Dami Neino chozer begomer, Adem Adar Rebbe Yeshmaitza, the Isba Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why Rebbe Yehuda Anasi was so careful to teach us something every single morning that had Talmud Torah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because there's an independent mitzvah daraisa avi to be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim based on which pasuk. So again, you're mekabel malchus shemayim, but you also have to be maskir yitzias mitzrayim. So that's why he came back to do it. Ela lididach Reb Shimon b'Rebbe d'amar chozer v'gomra, that he actually came back and he finished the kriyat shema, including presumably parshas vayomer itself. Lamalei lahadurei. So why would he always make sure to teach us some dvar Torah that had Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Answer is, Kedei Lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizmano. This is an amazing line of the Gemara. Because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said that even though, of course, to come back and I'm going to recite all of Shema, the important thing is, the reason that he was makbet to teach them something that had Yitzias Mitzrayim exactly in the right time of Zman Kriyat Shema, so how would we interpret that? Who cares that it should be in the Zman Kriyat Shema? Is that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi fundamentally agreed to something that we've said many times over, that Yizechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is an intrinsic part of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. So even if he didn't recite the three paragraphs, he at least wanted to link it by doing the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim at the exact Zman of Kriyat Shema, even though technically speaking, it shouldn't be limited to the Zman of Kriyat Shema. But again, if you understand that it's part of the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, to mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, this makes a very significant amount of sense. So I once heard an amazing comment in the name of the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is, of course, sometimes called the Rav Moshe Feinstein of Israel. You know, I guess in Israel they would say Rav Moshe Feinstein was the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was a very, 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 very big anav. And he didn't want anybody to know of the chumras that he held from. So his son said that we never knew that my father was makbid on the Zmanim of Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch says a person should be makbid on the Zmanim of Rabbeinu Tam. Wait a certain amount of time after Shkia, 72 minutes or 90 minutes according to some, depending on how you interpret Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. So he said he never made a public announcement to the family. He said we just, at some point we realized, you know, he always had an excuse not to make Havdalah. He was always tearing around whatever it was. So they never knew. So he pointed to this Gemara and he said, this is the way I grew up. Because there's a machlokas, what was the minag of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? Right? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, you know, he was giving shir every single morning. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, everybody knew that he said. I guess not everybody, because Rav didn't know he said it. The question is, did he then come back and say Kriyat Shema? So it's a machlokas between Bar Kapara and who? Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. His son didn't know what he did? He tries to prove it based on a svara. So he says, Kachaya Yitzalaba. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said. It was exactly this way by us. So Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we just went through the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be mechalik between starting a conversation and answering. So in terms of starting a conversation, if you're in the middle of a paragraph of Shema, if you're afraid for your life, you're allowed to start a conversation. Shol mibnei ayira. If you're not afraid for your life, you can only respond if it's a situation of kavod. Okay? If you're between the paragraphs, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could respond to anyone. Meshav shalom l'chol adam, but you can only initiate a conversation b'day akavod. Rabbi Meir says, ironically, there's no difference between starting a conversation and responding. If you're in the middle of the paragraph, the factor that you have to think about is, am I afraid for my life? Right? Be'emza haparshios meshav and shoel mipnei hayira. And it's true, you know, ein tzarech lomar, once you can say that you're shoel, so surely you should be able to answer as well. But in that sheet is Rabbi Meir. And if you're between the paragraphs, if you're b'prakim, bein ha-parshios, whether it's between the parshios of Shema or between the brachos before or after, with the exception of Ayomer and Emes V'yatziv, so Rabbi Meir is of the view. So in that situation, if there's a kavod that comes up, then you're allowed to initiate and to respond to a conversation. Tosus, so Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halach Rabbi Yehuda. It's a klal gadol that anytime you have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, unless like the what we just saw in Shir, that it's halacha kibasrai, you always pass the Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, just so you shouldn't think that Rabbi Meir was the lesser Talmud Chacham, the Gemara explains in Masechta Erevin that Rabbi Meir was so far ahead of his peers, people had a very hard time understanding what he was talking about. It was very hard to keep up with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi himself says the reason that he was gadol mechavero, this Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, is because he saw Rabbi Meir meachore. He saw you know, the hasagas of Rav Meir, so, you know, that elevated him. So, again, don't take away from this that we don't respect Rav Meir very much. It's really just the opposite. So, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Alach, Rav Yehuda, Da'amar, Afilu Be'emtza, Meshiv, Mipnei, HaKavod. Again, according to Rav Meir, that's a Yira situation. If there's no Yira, you can never interrupt in the middle of a paragraph. But according to Rav Yehuda, you can be meshiv mipnei hakavod. Im kein nira shem mutar lanus kadosh ukedusha beemtza kriya shema de'ein lecha mipnei hakavod gadol mizeh. Again, you're not afraid for your life, but what kavod is greater than kavod shamayim? So in terms of kadosh and kedusha, since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're in the middle of shema, you're in the middle of ayayim shemoa, you're not the one that's starting the conversation, right? You can start a conversation mnei ayira, but you're meshiv mnei hakavod. What could be a greater kavod than kavod shamayim? So in the middle of the paragraph of shema, you should be able to answer kadosh amen yehesh mei rabba. You should be able to answer kedusha. The ein lecha mnei hakavod gadol mizeh aval beemtza tefila aser. The mashma l'kamen perak ein omdim debein geula l'tfila ein lanos v'kol shekein b'tfila atzma. But there's a difference between kabbalas malchus shemayim of kriyat shema and actually amida b'fnei amelach in terms of tfila when Tosfos Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So umi shemispal levado ushliach tibor magia l'modim yishchel l'modim avol lo yomar modim. Okay, this is the position of the Baal Yad Tosfos. V'davka shehayu be'emtza habracha. B'sof habracha, lo, okay, that you should not do it. If you're sort of, you know, you're behind and the Chazar and Sashat's already up to modim, you're towards the end of the bracha. D'nira ki korea b'shvil habracha. V'yaminan, d'ein l'chro b'chol habracha, sela ba'osan shetiknu chachamim. What are the only brachos that you're allowed to bow at the end of? Avos and, of course, modim. Let's say you weren't up to the place you're about to bow, the appropriate place to bow. Atov shimcha v'lecha no elados. So what about this issue that the Baal Yad Tosfos are talking about, that me'ikar hadin, one should be able to interrupt the parshas of Kriyat Shema, ein lecha mipnei hakavod gadol mizeh, since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, to answer kadosh and kedusha. So Rabbeinu Tam didn't love the idea. Rabbeinu Tam ayiragil shayamamtin be'osef ela kedei lanos kadosh kedusha imatzibor v'yesofer afilu shah kedei ligmar asakol eino chozer l'rosh. A very fascinating thing. So Rabbeinu Tam wanted to try to be mistalik mina safik in all of the directions. So what Rabbeinu Tam would do is he would wait before very good. So he would stop right at Osefela, and there he would answer Kaddish and Kedusha. So again, that's in the Bracha Achronos. So you could say that's not within the parshas of Shema itself, but it's certainly Be'emtza HaBracha, Bracha Achrona, and he would answer with the Tzibor. And there's a principle in terms of Hefsek by Shemona Esrei of Shoha Bichde Ligmoras Kula Chozer LaRosh. So even if he was waiting for a very long time, he didn't feel like he was already in the middle of Shemona Esrei to the point where he would have to go back to the beginning. So this is a very important concept, because this comes up a little bit later, just a few dabim from now. Very famous Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Avi, what am I alluding to? Why was this the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? It's a Machlokas in the sugi of Shomeya Ka'ona, right? So the Baal Yad Tosfos are concerned about what? That if you hold Shomeya Ka'ona, the Chaf Adimyon, it's really like Ona, then if you're going to listen in the middle of Shemona Esrei, which is Rashi's suggestion, it's as if you're actually talking in the middle, and that would really represent the Hefsek. So what do you see Rabbeinu Tam doing to avoid this problem? He doesn't want to be in the middle of his Shemona Esrei, so what would he do? He wouldn't actually be in his Shemona Esrei, and so that he could interrupt. Now you could say, well, how could you interrupt? Aren't you, you know, Be'emtza Parshio, so he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, okay, it's not really Shema Vayam Shemoa Vayomer, right? That's a little bit more dicey, because that's the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim itself. It's in the bracha. So within the bracha, you're meshiv mipnei hakavod, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ve'ein lecha mipnei hakavod, gadol mizeh. What could be mipnei hakavod, gadol mizeh? It's because it's kavod shemayim. What are you saying? Yehesh shmei rabah mevarach, mi'olam o'me'el mayat, kavod shemayim. Or kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos, melokho la'aretz, kevodo, ein lecha kavod, gadol mizeh. So that was the niyug of Rabbeinu Tam, again connected to Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam be'inyan shomeya ke'ona. Okay, so yedalad of an aleph. Boy minei achi tana devei Rabbi Chia mei Rabbi Chia. Question was asked of Rabbi Chia. Behal v'gila mahu sheyavsek. So again, we have this notion of kriya. So you have kriyas halal, you have kriyas hamegila, you have kriyas shema. So this is not the Gemara. You know, Sounds like a question that Reb Chaim would ask. But that's a question the Gemara asks. Is like, how do we compare these various krios to each other, right? So the Gemara says something very surprising initially, because if you know the sugya, it's not so simple. So the Gemara says, Arminan kalva chomer kriyat shema do raisa posek. If Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda just had a debate when you could stop, but they all agreed that fundamentally you could stop, Rabbi Meir will tell you mnei hayira. Rabbi Yehuda will say, sometimes mnei hakavod, if you're meishiv, as long as you're not shoel. So they say, kalva chomer kriyat shema do raisa posek hal do rabbanan mibaya. So this Gemara takes it like a davar pasha that halal is a straight. Who disagrees? Which Rishon?
The
Ramban. Very good.
And the Pshat of Gemara's elsewhere. It seems like it could just be like almost like Rabbi Yehuda Shita by Shema, that there's a Chiyo of Halel and you just apply it.
Very good. Excellent. So this is a Gemara which, again, you know, suggests that Halel simply is a Dinder Rabbanan, but as Ephraim correctly pointed out, that it's not the Shita of the Ramban in many cases. So we have to... We have to take this Gemara in its broader context and not just assume. We saw this one line that halal is a straight derabbanan. So again, the Gemara says here, okay, kriyat shema deraisa halal derabbanan mibayo dilma pirsume nisa adif. That's an amazing line. That even if you would concede that halal is derabbanan, maybe you think that this derabbanan was stronger than the deraisa because it's the derabbanan that has the quality of pirsume nisa. So amalei posek vein bekach klum. Don't drain me a cup about pirsume nisa. It's the derabbanan. So there's nothing to worry about. So I just wanted to explain the following. How could the Gemara, we'll see the long tosos tomorrow, how could the Gemara even have a havamina for a second that a derabbanan plus persume nisa was going to be greater than kriyat shema, which is daraisa, kabbalas malchus shamayim? So the truth of the matter is, I'll just tell you, and this is a Hanukkah topic, come back to it, that when we... No, go ahead. So that every time we talk about persume nisa, what we're really talking about is... Well, okay, so you know, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, right? If you Ani, we talk about it, and we talk about you know, the Nerus Chanukah taking precedence not over Ner Beso, because Ner Beso is Shalom Beso, but Kiddush Hayom, and Kiddush Hayom is a Din D'Oraisa, even if it's only a rabbinic aspect of Kiddush Hayom. So one of the things that I've liked to say in the past is that Pirsume Nisa is part of a D'Oraisa framework of Kiddush Hashem. Because when you talk about Pirsume Nisa, what are you talking about? You're saying Hashem is really the one who wrought all of these miracles. So it could be that the kriyas halal is the Rabbanan, but anytime there's persume nisa at stake, there's a lot of evidence for this in the Rambam, that it really boils down to a mitzvah of mekadesh shemo, mekadesh shemo barabim, to say how remarkable Hashem is, you know, and all the things that he did for us. If you look at the text of Haneros Halalu, really, you know, kedei lahodos lahalal l'shimcha hagadol, right, that we're really trying to do is to be Mishabech Kadosh Baruch, which ties into the concept of Kiddush Hashem, of to sanctify God's name by saying that God is the one who's responsible for these miracles. So it could be that the Gemara is maybe saying, okay, maybe then halal is a Dinder Rabbanan. To throw Pirsume Nisa into the mix, that already brings it up to a Doraisa level. On some level, it's at least a Kiyum Doraisa of Kiddush Hashem. So that I could explain, again, the Maskana of the Gemara against that Hava, Mina is Posek, Vein B'Kach Chom, you don't have to worry about it at all. Because if you can certainly stop Shema, so then Kal V'Chomer, you're able to stop during Halukah. Okay, so we will pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow.